Thomas Driscoll, Director, National Farmers Union Foundation.
All right. And Andrew referred to you as the climate change expert. Is that an unofficial title?
That's an unofficial title.
All right. Well, I wanted to check in with the nation's largest farmer member groups, NFU being one of them, about this climate change report from the UN, which has grabbed headlines and has some pretty dire outlooks in it. Of course, agriculture dependent on weather to survive, but also can be affected negatively by it. What is your take as a farm organization about what this means for U.S. farmers?
We are very concerned because I hear frequently on the ground anecdotes from our members who are having an increasingly difficult time producing the food that feeds the nation and the world. However, there's still a glimmer of optimism that as we continue to more thoroughly understand the dire consequences facing us, that folks will turn to work constructively with farmers, foresters, other landowners to try to circumvent some of the worst consequences that we're facing right now.
All right. In order to circumvent, what needs to happen?
I think that what this report shows us, what distinguishes this report from others, is that we really can't rely on cutting existing emissions to get the job done. We need to work with farmers and other landowners to utilize the nation's resources and reward people for practices, production practices, conservation practices, forestry practices that take existing carbon from the atmosphere and sequester it in the soil or biomass, if we're really hoping to get around some of the scariest stuff we're facing.
Okay. Carbon sequestration, all of that scares a lot of farmers, the whole idea. And there's also still some farmers who deny climate change. How do you get around those?
Well, farmers may, under certain circumstances, deny climate change. I think that very few farmers can deny that they are experiencing disruption in weather that makes production more difficult. Fortunately, a lot of the practices we'd like to encourage among our producers not only have the effect of mitigating climate change by sequestering carbon in productive soils, they also make your farm operation more adaptive to the challenges they're facing that's making growing food more difficult. So the things we do to store carbon in the soil also make your ground more resilient to flooding, to drought, and to other disruptions that we anticipate will increase in intensity and frequency over time.
From your organization's view, and I don't have your policy on climate change in front of me, but what needs to happen in terms of policy? Or are you saying that in spite of whatever happens or doesn't happen with policy, farmers can control some of this?
Farmers certainly can't control this. Farmers are not the most productive emitters of greenhouse gases or anything like that. They can look at what's on the forecast and try to make their operations more resilient to this interference. The policy that our members have settled on that mandates or dictates the work we do on climate change here in the office in D.C., it says that we are to encourage farmers to understand what's coming down the pipe for them, as well as to encourage policies and market reform that either allow or encourage farmers to take productive action against climate change. I see two main ways that that our producers want us to make this happen. Number one would be more effective rewarding of beneficial practices. So that may involve payments for ecosystem services, making direct payments to farmers for undertaking practices that reduce nitrous oxide emissions, as well as nutrient releases into surface water that folks rely on or what have you. The other thing that I really think needs to happen is that markets need to be encouraged to be more competitive, because that offers farmers more choices in how they grow food. A lot of times right now, I talk to a lot of farmers union members who would like to change their practices or try something new, very frequently doing things that would ensure the productivity of their land for many generations to come. Again, many of these reforms tend to benefit the climate as well. But just the way the markets are set up, they have to farm in a very prescripted manner that doesn't give them the discretion to make these changes. So I think ultimately reduction of the excess consolidation we have in the food system will allow farmers to farm differently, connect with consumers differently, and ultimately make choices that benefit the climate and the environment with their farm.
In order to get where you want to be, there would have to be a sea change of attitude from the top down, wouldn't it, from the administration, which has essentially denied climate change, and how dependent are you on the current administrations, at the federal level, and getting some of these changes that you would like to see?
We absolutely would need massive coordination from the federal government if this were to be carried in the most effective means possible. We need research that just is, best handled by a large governing body, research that just isn't going to happen anyway. We need evaluation of the efficacy of the practices we're asking farmers to undertake. We need information and instruction for farmers to understand how different practices interact with their particular soil type or their nutrient regime, things of that nature. And that is not forthcoming. That's a really, really hard thing to get around. USDA has been very effective. USDA is looking for ways to work on these topics and get information into the hands of producers, in spite of what's going on in other aspects of the government, and we appreciate the dedication of folks at NRCS and such matters. But they will always be hamstrung until there's more agreement at the higher levels that they answer to. I'm not sure what the answer is there, but I spend a lot of time talking to big food companies, input companies, other folks. Really, the only people who are dedicated to obstructing progress on this front is the federal government at this point, and the rest of us are working hard to figure out what to do in the meantime to make sure that we're progressing without them, and when they're ready to get back with us, we'll be very happy to work with them.
The report itself predicts some dire consequences within the next decade. Do you agree with that report? I barely talked to Farm Bureau, but they said the report was too technical and they weren't going to comment on it. But what is your assessment as an organization?
Certainly. Yeah, I don't have a scientific background, but from the best we're able to understand, you can't connect one particular weather event and say this wouldn't have happened but for climate change. But Farmers Union supports science, and we are in a position where it seems that this report is not out of line with mainstream, widely accepted best science that we have to go on.
The 10 to 12 year thing, was that a surprise?
I spend a lot of time reading about what's happening to farming and agriculture, and I spend a lot of time talking to farmers who are living throughout this. So for me personally, not a surprise. For me professionally, not a surprise. I think that this has surprised a lot of people, the immediacy. So I hope that it's adequately motivating. you know, we've really got to get cracking on this, and we need to prepare. We're already living it. This is not something that, you know, people with small children nowadays, those children are going to be living in a much more complicated and difficult world for this. I hope that immediacy starts to really break through to people.